were 1 minute late.
Well, it's not my fault. Calling takes too long to read the emails.
Oh.
You are live.
That's what I was saying to
you. It's okay. It's an inside joke we have on the podcast.
That's what I was saying to Matt just before you joined.
You are live.
Yeah. Well, we do. We say that. In fact, we were taking some, I guess, people were complaining the other day that we're too mean to her. When she reads the emails.
Boo-hoo. Oh, shut up, people.
Well, see, we interrupt her. We interrupt her and the emails take like 15, 20 minutes longer than they should.
I don't believe it for 1 second, Jack.
Nick's got a song.
We always have a song. Well, not always, but
hold a second. Little Kid Lover. Is that from The Office?
Yeah, it's from The Office.
From The Office. Okay.
All right. That's slightly creepy. And by slightly, I mean significantly.
I mean, if someone was watching this and had never seen The Office, they wouldn't know.
Okay, well, just for everyone out there, my name on the chat here, whatever people can see, it's from The Office. So,
anybody listening to us?
They're waiting for Nick's song.
Oh, we got a Fubies. A few bees.
We got a few bees.
All right. Well,
Nick, do you have a song?
Yeah. I mean, just a little verse. So some of you know, some of you might not know, we lost a national treasure last week with John Prine dying to coronavirus. So I'm just going to do a verse of one of his songs.
Nice.
I know a guy's got a lot to lose. He's a pretty nice fella, but kind of confused. He got muscles in his head, ain't never been used. Thinks he owns half of this town. Starts drinking heavy, gets a big red nose, and he beats his old lady with a rubber hose. And he takes her out to dinner, buys her new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. Yep, one day, the next you're down, it's a half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round.
Okay. Woo. Where was the Ramblecast mentioned?
Yeah, I just kind of didn't have time, so I said, oh,
it's
yeah.
Implied. It's implied. Implied.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. And Miami Mike is here.
What?
Yeah, welcome, Miami Mike. It's a name I haven't seen.
I don't know who Miami Mike is.
He was a Sports Talk with three. Sports Talk.
Oh, and that Mike. Okay.
Sports Talk.
That's
and
that Mike.
Also, the Walking Dead with three stupid
Walking
guys.
Dead. Yeah.
Covered with three stupid guys.
Well. Chris Doran's here as well. Yeah. So Mike says in the chat, no more concerts, Matt. So I'm stuck with you guys. Yeah, that sucks, dude. Like, what's his name from Los Angeles said they're going to, most likely not have any mayor of Los Angeles come in this. So this most likely he's not going to be. I don't know who he is, but like, well, most likely not have any concerts or any large gatherings until like next year.
I'm not surprised about that
because it doesn't affect the.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all. But
I did.
They've been practicing social distancing for a long time. Go ahead.
Cool. So I'm not surprised, but I am kind of pissed because I actually bought flights to go out to San Diego in September.
You can still go out there. The San Diego's still going to be there.
Yeah, but I mean, I went out there specifically for two concerts.
Actually, go out there and say hi to my mom so I don't have to talk to her on the phone right now.
Yeah, but Dave Matthews. Like
it is.
I'm kidding. I'm just talking with you. I love talking to my mom.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked because I knew the shows that I had in May and June, I wasn't surprised they got canceled. But then even Roger Waters, who's coming to Denver in September, he canceled his. I was like, geez, that's September. You know, and then you know,
they still haven't canceled Comic-Con.
Not yet.
But they canceled the Del Mar Fair, which was
not around. Happening.
Yeah, it's no way. There's no way it's happening. They're just like all those hotels are like going, what are we doing with the money? What are we going to do?
Well, I mean, you know, I bought my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephew's tickets to fly out here to see me at the end of May. And, you know, like United's not refunding. They're just giving you airline credit. which is fine, I guess, because, you know, you're going to fly at some point again, but you're like, well, I'd like to kind of have that money back because I still owe it on the credit card.
Yeah, they're not going to get
that. Who did I book those flights through? I wonder.
Southwest.
No, definitely was not Southwest.
I took a chance. American.
I think Pan Am. JetBlue.
Pan Am.
So, yeah.
Flight confirmation through Orbitz.
Matt wants to get started so quickly, and now he's over.
No, I'm just anticipating Chris is going to go down a dark hole where he's actually trying to refund his money on the podcast. Welcome, Russ.
Perhaps.
You got a cheeseburger in your pocket.
Speaking of Survivor.
Yeah, I need to cancel this flight.
The fuck what, you mean what, no cancellations?
Wait, what game are we on? What game are we on? And then you would have Becky and Ed the Tribune here fighting in the chat. Those were good times.
I know you just finished your Survivor podcast, Jack. Like,
yes, I did.
What do you talk about on Tonight's Like Tonight, where I always hate this episode because it's the family reunion. Because it's just, I fast forward over half the episode because it's just the same shit every season. Well, the worst part, everyone was crying and catching up. The worst part was
it was like 30 minutes long.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like only 10, 15 minutes. And I took heat because, you know, Jay and Colleen were all emotional and crying over it. I'm like going, and I was just trying to figure out why was Bounty still advertising paper towels? Why are they wasting their money? Because what's the point? I mean, you go to the store, there's no paper towels, right? Mm. So why are you telling America buy? And it's that stupid one where the dad steps on the Lego and the kid goes, oh, and the mom's wearing the white dress and white outfit. The drink's coming and the kid doesn't get smacked or anything like that. Come on.
Well, they can't show it on TV, you know. They should just imply it like the dad's about to take the belt off. And, you know, unbuckle it. Like, why is he unbuckled? And then that's it. You just cut it away.
Well, you know, a little kid lover here would be against that, so.
Probably.
that is only because I love little kids.
I bet you've taken your belt off a few times for little kids, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Jesus, you're a sick man. I was just trying to keep this show very PG rated.
That's the true sound of fear to me, though. Like, it's the sound of a belt quickly being drawn out of pants loops, you know, because that's how you know shit's about to go down.
And kids today are like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I got a wicked timeout once. It was rough. Wicked. I was there for 3 minutes.
It wicked smarts.
Wicked, right. Wicked.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean this childhood that my kids are experiencing right now reminds me of my own. Like, I grew up on a farm. I couldn't go visit my friends. Like,
you grew up on a farm?
There was no. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm. So my dad was a. Not a livestock farm, you know.
My dad. Pot farm.
It was a pot farm. Yeah.
Head of your time. Well, what did you guys? Did you guys grow like corn or?
Yeah, my dad.
Did John Locke work for you
in Indiana? And,
no, this was in Ohio. This is when I lived.
Oh, it was Ohio. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So it was potatoes.
Nope.
You grew Buckeyes.
Buckeyes.
Corn, soybean, and I think my dad grew winter wheat. From time
now,
to
did
time,
you but. Did you have to wake up early in the morning to?
No, there was no livestock. I didn't have to do that. There was one period of time where my dad took a fellow farmer's sheep for a while because
that gave you something to do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying you probably took care of the sheep.
You sure did.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't take care of the sheep. This has gone bad.
I guess you should change your name to Little Sheep Lover.
The Little Livestock Lover.
All right, I'm just gonna shut up now. Every time I like just try to share something about my own personal life.
Matt, maybe you should just go have a glass of gin.
I am.
So seriously, did what happened when the locust came to town? Did it? Did it?
We didn't have locusts. So
what about when the Dust Bowl?
Way before my time. We did have also an apple orchard, and one of my fond memories was in the fall one year, my parents made a apple butter. They took all the apples and put it in this big, huge black hole. I don't know what you're implying, Nick.
I'm saying that ghetto apple butter.
The key is goat's milk.
I love sheep's milk. I mean, it's probably one of my favorite butters. It's like
Makes it nice and butter. Makes it nice and smooth. To
a lot of protein.
Apple butter.
Okay, we only had the sheep for like one short period of time because this other farmer was building
you had,
a barn.
You had to spend your time wisely. We get it. You had to be efficient and quick with the short time you did have said sheep.
Yeah. Was just
that was even before I even knew anything about that. I was a kid. I was like a little kid.
Hence the little llama
kid, little kid lover. Yeah. Okay. He was a lover.
We switched to llamas kid. Now. Yeah. You also had some llamas.
No, I was actually, we had a lot of cats growing up. That was what I
loved.
You raised cats?
We didn't raise cats, but we had cats.
Did you milk them?
No, we had cats because, you know, you have a grain farm and so you have to keep the mice out. And so that's why you always have like a lot of cats.
Oh, okay.
So, because they hunt the mice and what have you and keep the rodents out. So, at one
point.
That
makes sense because I would not have thought of that.
At one point, we had 18 cats.
Cats pee in the grain because they think it's like cat litter?
No, they don't. No? Mm-hmm. They go outside.
Where did you grab that from, Jack?
I don't know.
Don't they do that? I heard that.
Cats
piss in grain.
They piss in everything else. If you leave your hockey equipment out, they'll piss in it. And you can't get it out.
Okay, well, to give you some context, we had two mama cats that had babies of like litters of six.
You mean like kittens? Two.
Yeah. But it's a litter, you know. So Nick's nodding his head, so at least
I'm with you.
Okay.
You mean kittens?
All right, all you cool cats and kittens. All right. Two things of six and six. And
oh my goodness.
That makes 12.
Thank you. And then the moms, so that's 14. And then we had these wild cats that were like, there were three of them. No, they were feral cats. But the mom cat of those had brought them back to our farm. It was like she went out on her own, had these like shitty ass kids, and then didn't have any place to feed them, and then came back, and they were grown up. Well, that was kind of like
she just had Joe Exotic shoot them.
It was a challenge for me as a kid because you just want to capture the cats that you can't catch, and they would just scratch the shit out of my arms, and.
Were the sheep a little cooler? They didn't.
Look, the sheep were only in my life.
They just kept backing up.
3 months. Like a very short period. You know, did you know YouTube rejected my comment? I was trying to make a comment. It said that it thinks that it's.
Well, I don't think you should have little kid lover in
Yeah, it's really fucking weird, dude. I can't stop. Like, I can't look at that corner of the screen. Anywho, I'm going to change the subject. Well, not really.
Wait, you progress. Just wait, what subject? I mean, what did you just type something now that got rejected?
You know, yeah, I put they are utterly disgusting.
MJesse99 makes a very valid point.
Yes,
it was training for meow.
I'm very comfortable around cats, and so when. Yeah, is he still back there? Actually, he is.
Sheep.
Oh,
so is right back there.
Oh, there's a little fucker.
So, he's really kind
of. So along the same lines,
is he sedated? So you'll be okay.
Yeah,
he's actually stuffed.
Go ahead.
Oh God, he's gonna get.
Oh, no, don't touch him,
BB.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh my God, how fucking great would it be if that cat just demolished him right now? Come on, meowsers. Come on, meowsers. Come on, meowsers.
The parents where he's.
He was talking shit about your mom.
Don't pick me up. No.
No, boy.
Mouser, he cared more about the sheep.
Yep. He sure did. So anyways, along the same lines of farming, so many of us who, and all of us who have kids right now, are going through the woes of homeschooling.
Wait. How can Mike get this comment through? But I can't. Okay, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Mike has the power.
So with the homeschooling thing, I try to find new and fun ways to incorporate, you know, learning at home. So along the same lines of the farming, I'm going to share my screen. He's changing his name, which is probably a great idea.
He's getting the sardine oil out.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can share my screen without him here, but I'll give it a shot. Can you guys see that?
Nope.
Probably not. Nope. Okay. Once he returns with a more politically correct name, I could probably.
If he comes back, you know. No, might have a.
Yeah.
Might have a sheep needs tending.
I actually think he just got fucked up by meowsers. That's my money.
Kayla said I blew Mentos smoke into one of my roommate's cats the other night, and she went Mouser on me. Wasn't it bad? Just a few face scratches.
Nice. Matt, if Mike sees it, Matt's got pussy control.
I wonder if it. Where are you guys saying this? I'm not saying a lot of these comments.
It's in the comment section.
In the okay,
live comments in the
stream. Not on the YouTube. Okay, in the
For some reason, the YouTube comments don't all show up, but they do here on StreamYard. So I actually found no more reason to go have a second window open. So I'm just gonna go. Actually, that's why we can type to them. That way we can type to them. But they can hear us, so fuck typing to them. Yeah, I'm going to
close. Hey, there he is. Oh.
Welcome back. That's better.
It took you that long to type that up?
Well, I kept going through different names, like big guy, or I was trying to think of something cool.
Chris wants to share something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so well, I can't without your permission, so if you want to go ahead and just allow the share.
Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I will add that to
there. That. We go. So we actually have this is my agriculture addition to my daughter's teaching. So that there's about I think 65, 70 or it's actually 72 if you count that's a dozen. No, it's not even a dozen. I don't know. A fuck ton.
It's a baker's dozen.
So so we're starting a little bit of a garden. So you can see you got a few different rows of different stuff. I don't know if you can read them, but you know everything's in there. I think over the next couple of days, I'm actually going to make my way down to get some lumber so I can actually build my own little garden area in the backyard. Now, it's not pot. It's not pot.
That was my first thought.
I'm not growing marijuana. Although that would be a great idea. I just don't feel like doing that with my kid. While I have my photos open, I sent this picture to the group last night. I think I sent it to you guys last night.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So the last night was yesterday was one of those days where, you know, I think we've all gotten this where you get to like,
is that in a cake pan?
It looks like a cake pan.
No, it's actually a seedling tray.
Oh, okay.
So last night was one of those nights where I think we've all experienced this over the last few weeks where it was like 8 o'clock at night and I realized I hadn't showered.
Oh.
And the combination of not showering and severely needing a haircut led me to my new look that I discovered I had last night, and it's my Flock of Seagulls / what do you call it? What's the other band I was talking about? Blue Oyster Cult haircut.
And this is where I somehow get insulted.
Actually, with that very stern face though you're giving there, you almost look like late 90s kind of like
boy band.
I could be like Fall Out Boy or something.
You could be in Creed.
I could be like Fall Out Boy. So this is what that looks like when I actually do something with it. I did that this morning. It still looks pretty damn good, I must say myself. But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I realized that I didn't realize this until now that I can't get haircuts. I found out that when I get my hair cut, it's also the time I also ceremoniously get my ear hair cut. The barber does that for me. And right. Yes, so yeah, I just like earlier this week, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah. Holy shit, I have like a ton of ear hair. This is fucking weird. I never realized it because it's always been taken care of by the barber when I get it done. So what do? I go to jandjack.com/Amazon and I bought myself a fucking ear hair trimmer.
Heck yeah.
Dude, this thing is
ear and nose.
Mm. Also trims like your eyebrows.
Awesome. Like, I'm not going to fuck with my eyebrows.
I'm getting that old man eyebrow thing where you know why all of a sudden it's sticking up like that? Just, yeah.
They're all like two caterpillars. Because
I always wondered why old people had that. You know, they had that. It's just like
you're like Gargamel.
Yeah, it's like come on, fucking give me a break. You know,
I've got a coworker that's probably just a couple years older than Matt's age. You know, he's like 64. And it drives me nuts because I want to get some scissors out and cut his damn eyebrows because they're wily everywhere. I'm just like, what the fuck? Do you not look in the mirror when you get up? Like, look, take care of that shit.
I know I've told this story before. We said this guy that was in San Diego, the hockey director, he had huge nose hairs. I mean, they were just like they literally would come past his mustache. And you sit there, look at him, and then when you know the rink, you're in the rink, you're skating, it's cold, all this stuff would freeze. So he'd be talking, and you'd be like this, and it's like you couldn't stop focusing on the nose hairs,
right?
So if he was talking to someone, I would get like black felt or something like that, and put it in my nose and stand behind me like this, and try to get them to laugh. it was the 90s, so you know we had to do things like that. I didn't have any sheep. I wasn't on a farm.
So it looks like we got some people in the chat that have been practicing cutting other people's hair. So it looks like Mike says he gave his girlfriend a haircut over the weekend. He thinks he found his new calling.
Man, that's a brave girlfriend.
Yeah. No, that's a brave Mike. Are you shitting? Come on.
I didn't know Mike had a girlfriend.
Chris Doran's starting to grow those Andy Rooney brows. And Kayla says that she gave her roommate a cut last week, but she cuts people's hair quite often. Kayla, can you come cut my hair, please? Because this is getting fucking out of hand.
Can you tell us what else? Like, was it just the top or was it also the carpet?
Only a kid lover would ask that question.
Wow.
Sorry.
I think someone's messing the farm.
I meant to put that in the private chat.
Oh!
Anyway, so Chris, though, change the subject. You can also use that nose trimmer and for your hand hair. So it's nice and smooth to cut
hand hair. Are you drinking before we start?
Are you talking about hairy palms? Because that's a funny joke.
The knuckles.
But you were actually referring to top hand hair.
That's it. That's what I was referring to. I will be completely honest with you guys. Okay, this is you know, you guys are gonna make fun of me. You already made fun of me for being a sheep fucker and a kid lover, you know, on this.
Hey, thing. No one.
I never called you a sheep fucker.
No one actually said it.
No one ever said it. No one.
Dude,
said
why are you putting words in my mouth? Yeah. I never called you a sheep fucker. Are you a sheep fucker? Sheep fucker.
You implied it.
I don't think you implied it at all. We just said, "Oh, you had."
Sheep. I implied nothing. I just said they kept backing up.
To you.
Never mind. I'm not sharing it.
When they back up, they're kind of like trucks. They just go, sheep, 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 sheep.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come to papa. Come to papa, baby.
You're sick, okay? Like, I was like 8 years old, okay? You're the sick one. So. But anyway.
You're going to tell a story.
All right, so absolutely the episode title, sheep, sheep, sheep.
That is true. I don't know, Jesse. Baby goats are called kids. That is a fair assessment. You guys are I can't even share this with you. You guys
so Jesse makes a fantastic point. Aren't baby goats called kids?
That's what he just said.
Yeah. Like, I'm the drunk one? I'm the drunk one?
I'm okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you said it. I was laughing at you. I mean, laughing with you so hard.
Yeah. We broke Skypec a long time ago.
So, Matt, you had a story to tell us?
All right. So, as you know, I was born with my right hand with a birth defect. It's closed shut. Had a lot of surgeries as I was a child. Like as when I was up until the age one, I had about 6 surgeries on my right hand. Some things they were just trying. They were just like, oh, let's graft some skin here. Let's do this, you know.
So you were a guinea pig,
pretty much. Basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At one point, they grafted skin from my leg, which would eventually, once I hit puberty, grow hair. And so,
all right.
So you don't think, the same signals are being sent to that skin that's grafted onto my hand. So, I kind of
feel like a dick now.
Yes.
I told but you, I'm you, over you, it. You didn't tell us ahead of time. If you would tell us ahead of time, I'd felt really bad.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, it's just, and it's no big deal.
I'm over it now. So
but those that comes in handy though. That's when I discovered the little nose hair, ear hair thing is because I always got this kind of random hair and it was kind of annoying. You know.
So what about the skin on your? It's from the leg. Is it bald?
You could say that it's bald. Sure. Yeah.
That part,
like in my youth, you could tell that there was like this patch
bald chin for like.
So that's what I need to do is take the skin from my leg and put it on my head.
Yeah.
Right. So then I'd have hair.
Maybe get some curlies going on there.
Yeah. There you go. Hair's hair. I don't care.
Yeah.
So Jackson to come to the show next week. He's gonna have a bandage all over his lower back.
My back hurts, but for other reasons. Well,
that's wearing a hat, that's a big gauze pad in his lower back.
Well, I'll be honest. That's what sucks is because hair grows, like you said, your ear. It grows everywhere. But why does it stop on your head?
Damn it's everywhere.
I just wish it would just. I've said this. Just stop. If it's gonna stop, just stop. Stop the whole. Just so I don't have to shave my head and I'm doing all this other crap. Just stop.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea, Jack. We should stop right here. For a commercial break about the Flowbee.
Yeah, it makes me curious though, because in the 76, an Indy Formula One driver, you know, was burning in his car, and I forget his name. No, it starts with an L. He was the Ferrari Formula One driver.
I'm thinking Indy. It was Rick Mears, where you couldn't see the flames.
This is Formula One. No.
Like, I know, but I'm thinking Indy. Yeah. It was Rick Mears.
But you know, they had to skin graft his face and mostly the top of his head, and they took the skin from his leg. The same as like Matt was saying, but I was like, does that mean he had like shave his forehead? I wondered. I mean, it just makes me curious. Like, if because I would think, you know,
Nick Lauda.
That's it. Nicky Lauda. Lauda.
Nicky Lauda.
Nicky Lauda.
I just remember Rick Mears because the fire, he couldn't see it. He's like, he's burning, but you can't see the flames.
Yeah, because that fuel.
The type of fuel they use, he couldn't see the flames. So it was like,
yeah.
That's why I used to be in the Indy cars.
Yeah, they really messed up that whole thing, but that's a whole other.
Yeah, they did.
You know what didn't get messed up though was the voting on our verses.
I was actually shocked with the results with this one.
I was too.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been a landslide.
You thought it would be a landslide for Carol.
Right? Carol would win. I thought Carol would win hands down.
I will tell you right now, there's no way I thought that Joe Exotic would be last.
He is an awful human being.
Did people not watch the thing and then everything that's come out afterwards?
Yeah, he's horrible.
He's like, I can't tell people how. I think people felt sorry for him.
Not sympathetic for him at all. Like, I mean, yeah, it's awful. So screw that guy. But anyway, the results as I'm looking at them right now, it looks like we've got Doc Antle,
the number one. You, Matt.
Number one seed here.
I never thought you'd win, but that,
great. I didn't either.
I thought it was a bold choice. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, for first pick for it to be Doc, I was like, wow, yeah. that's really bold, you know. And me being in the fourth pick and getting second, I was like, wow, I just couldn't get over the way it turned out.
And so Doc Antle came up with looks like 50 votes. Where Jeff Lowe was around 33, 32 votes.
Joe Exotic, I think, got 8.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I always count the other three, but I guess you're right. So it's 47.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's the bubbles plus the number. You're right.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, if you hover over that bubble plus thing, it says 47. No, yeah. It's 3 plus. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're not. The math is there, people. But,
well, like Axel Foley said, they're all terrible people, but I was shocked that Joe Exotic was so low.
Carol Baskin only with 12 votes, and then Joe Exotic with 8? Come on.
I just was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And at some point, I felt like I was campaigning for Jack because I was
you were. I can't believe you only got 8 votes. I'm like going, at one point, you only had 3. I'm like going, but it's okay.
Well,
there was also a second versus.
There was? I don't remember posting a second versus.
You did. Katie Patty Corner.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, these were tied, Kitty Corner and Catty Corner. And I feel betrayed by one of the Glatfelters, your sister, who voted against me.
She says you're her favorite.
I know. Betrayal.
Tamara. What's wrong with Tamara? You know what? Right. I told you, you couldn't trust her.
So Kitty Corner got 18 votes, where Catty Corner got 15 votes. Catter Corner got 1 vote, and Catty Wampus 1 vote.
What the fuck is Catty Wampus?
That was Randy, wasn't it? Randy?
Catty Wampus means the same thing.
A Catty Wampus. I hear the term Catty Wampus. I think it's like a fracas or like a kerfluffle. There's a Catty Wampus. I don't think of it as a location of a corner.
I'm with you there. I think we can both agree on that. But the definition of Catty Wampus in
to be fair, we decided on the podcast it was Kitty Corner.
Nobody agreed to that.
No, I agreed to it.
All right.
Urban Dictionary for Catty Wampus. That picture frame is Catty Wampus, also known as crooked, lopsided, or askew.
Randy says no, Catty Wampus was not him.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, there you go. I put this on for those that don't know, I put that on the actual patrons. So that was like a patrons exclusive poll, cause I felt like it was a secondary versus. Since there's a lot of polls going on, the main Jay and Jack Facebook, group, there is a whole bracket going on for The Office right now.
I missed the Taylor Swift one.
Right.
I think we should have another versus. Which animal does Matt prefer?
You, I am not doing that. No.
Ooh.
Sheep.
We got kittens. We got sheep.
Little kids.
Little kids.
No, what?
If any listeners currently watching this show right now would like to go over to the patrons page and create that poll,
it is a betrayal.
I'm not saying
who I am,
but it's something that could be done.
Mike C.
Why would you do that?
Goat versus cat.
I am running for office right now. I don't know if you knew that. So,
hey, speaking of running for office, I got my stimulus money today. Did you guys get yours?
Yes, I did. Right,
so I didn't qualify.
Oh, independent contractor?
No. Because of the amount of money that California paid me when I left that state, For like unused vacation, unused sick days. Also, it put me over the threshold to qualify.
Brutal.
Ours just came direct deposited. It was like, oh, hey.
And yeah, yeah, Trump, you son of a bitch, you can't sign my direct deposit.
By the way, doesn't this make everyone just want to like kind of break the economy? Like, if we stay home long enough, guys, they can just keep giving us checks like this. That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, it was a raise. I'm not kidding. It's like between my wife, because she our pay from 3 years ago from now, it's way down. And it's like her job at Kohl's. So the unemployment, we're in that bracket where she's making. I go, hell, let's just let this go on forever. I don't care.
I mean, you should be, though, because of all of your kids, right, are collecting extra money for their stimulus checks because of their children. Mm-hmm. You should be taking a cut of your kids' stimulus checks.
All because I got the grandkids, right?
Wait,
I think so.
I think Jay
just bought a brand new Lego, so that's probably where his
No, my kids found out about this, and they were like, what? You guys are getting $500 because of us? So they each were like, yeah, we're getting five. And I was like, nah, it doesn't work like that.
I agree.
Mike C says, what if everybody used their $1,200 stimulus to become a Jay and Jack Patreon? I'd say you're a goddamn idiot.
No, I fully endorse it.
Don't listen to Chris. I think that's the greatest thing you guys could do.
It's really sad. We lost Chris as a podcaster. The views of this podcaster do not reflect the J&Jack.
If you're donating $1,200 a month, don't listen to Chris. You're donating $1,200 a month. You get your name mentioned at the
end. Put the fucking money in the bank, people.
No. Give $1,200 to us. We'll spend it on Amazon, keeping Amazon afloat. If we keep the economy going, you won't have to see.
All right, I'll compromise. Don't give us a 12. Buy shit, but buy it on jayandjack.com/Amazon, and we'll take our cut that way.
I'm just saying, we get a percentage of all
the money. I'd rather have the $1,200.
I'm just saying, if Matt gets a larger chunk of the money, though, he might buy a farm. So I'm just...
Matt's already donating his portion of the funds to charity, so...
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. You're fucked
up. Nope.
I think Matt bought an ant. You have an ant farm still?
What? An ant farm? An ant farm? What?
You don't have an ant farm? I figured you'd start small. Work your way up.
I got nothing. I'm out.
The sheep said the same thing. Anyway, I had an interesting thing happen last week. Was it this week?
It's sad because we don't really want to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's like, be a dick to me, I'll be a dick to you. That's how that works. I don't care if your name's on this podcast.
Now he's got to find a link. It's When I
remove him from the stream,
that computer,
he can't even get back in. You know, when I mute you guys, you can unmute yourself. But when I remove you from the stream, you're just fucked.
You know, Sheep Boy's got let the power go to his head, I think.
I am a god.
Well, he is the producer.
So last week, my wife and I.
I am the sheep god. Da, da, da. Nick, you need to make that next week's musical intro. I am the bull god.
I thought you were going to do My Sweet Lord.
Sheep god. The bull god.
All right, Jack. Nobody wants to hear about your stupid story. Go ahead.
Anyway, it has nothing to do with sheep.
Thank God.
So my wife and I were in Target, and it's not crowded.
Because if it did, it'd be bad.
And he got muted.
I'm glad we've gained listeners at this point. Like, okay. So my pain is your joy. Very good. Thank you for your Patreon.
Pretty sure it's the sheep's pain. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was 8 years old, man. No,
it's
for 3 months.
The sheep don't feel a thing because the apple butter makes it better.
It's true. It's
Jesus. You're just tarnishing my whole childhood. Yeah, first of all, you made me older than what I am, and now you've just completely...
Ma, Pa, can you make some more apple butter?
Mike, I agree.
It works real good.
I'm going to use my money to get Liz Loza back.
You can't hear this cheap at all now, can you? Anyway. So my wife and I were in Target. It's not
my wife.
Not crowded at all. And they're playing music, and there's this lady there. And she's dancing the music, you know, she's rocking out, and she turned around and looked at us and goes, "This music is great, isn't it?" I go, "Oh yeah, it's great music. And she's about 6'1", 6'2". She was a tall, tall lady. And she's talking to us, going back and forth. And, we're keeping our distance 6 feet apart. Because they have little arrows you're supposed to follow at Target now. And she goes on. And so finally turns to me and goes, "You know what? Your wife is beautiful." I go, "Yes, she is. She is." So I had to go get something. I go my separate way. This woman went forward. I went to go get something. Cindy went to go get something else. I come back. This woman is talking to my wife, literally hitting on my wife. "Oh, you have beautiful hair. You have beautiful skin." I mean, literally, she's trying to pick up on my wife, but she was taller than me. What could I do? But
she was taller than you.
She was taller than everybody. She was like 6'2". But she was literally hitting on my wife, even though she knew we were together.
Did you knock her lights out?
No, because I'd keep 6 feet apart.
Oh.
And she was taller than me. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was funny. I go, "You know, she's hitting on you." She goes, "Yeah, you left me." I go, "Yeah, but I left you." We do that all the time. I'll go get something. And, I didn't know she was going to come back and hit on you. And it was funny because she didn't. And she left the store without buying anything. So I think she was just there to
infect your wife with corona.
Maybe. I don't know. But she was just. It was just one of those weird things where I go, "You still got it, Cindy." So there you go.
Hey, girl.
That's a really great compliment for your wife. "Hey, you still got it, babe.
You still got it." Well, what else are you supposed to say?
I don't know. I found this thing that Jay's going to use his stimulus money on. It's very stimulating.
With Jackhammer. I loved Mask when I was a kid. That was a great toy line.
I was looking at Mask stuff because, you know, Mask.
I'll read what Chris wrote. I think apple butter is the cure.
Hey, Chris, don't you have something to get to tomorrow? Like, you had to leave the show early.
I actually need to leave soon because I have to go to bed because I have to get up for the Ass Crack of Dawn. But this is really fun. So I would stay a few more minutes.
I mean, Nick called it earlier when you told us that you had to leave early. He put boo hoo. You know, producer Matt, and I'm at that point where I'm like, "Oh, it's so sad. You gotta leave, Chris. It's like the Survivor goodbye. I haven't seen my family forever."
No, I know what that means. I've never watched Survivor once in my entire life.
You and I are bros. Like we might not seem like it, and we both live in Franklin. We have sons that were born in April 23rd, 24th, back to back. We never watched Survivor.
Right.
And that's about it. Oh, yeah.
I've never owned a sheep.
Both group
up. You've never owned a sheep, but you fucked one.
Nor have I ever had sex with one.
I like how he tried to drag you down the dirt like that, Chris.
I'm down in it now. I'm in the mud now. I'm gonna just drag everybody down. It's like I'm gonna start cutting off stimulus money and signing my names at different people's asses.
We're trying to keep it light and funny. Wait, and you're going all dark.
What's the gin?
What?
He's gonna sign different asses, is what he said.
Yeah.
Like what?
I was just thinking about the stimulus Hancock, right? Check and the whole like signing things, and I don't know. Don't. This is the point of the podcast where you lose Matt completely. I go into a dark place. Funny thing though, last week we talked about
Matt. Hold on before you go on. And your next, you're hosting online art classes, right?
Well, I don't I don't know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Just follow along. Because I think this could be a lot of fun.
I am teaching online. Sure.
Okay, great. Can we do I don't know what the term is. I want a challenge. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word challenge. I want to challenge you to a task. Can you get your next art class to draw sheep?
No.
I mean, it could be abstract. It could be insert type of art here. I'm not very artistic. I can't really come up with those things.
One that draws the sexiest sheep wins.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We don't want any conflict of interest with the instructor. But I still think that there should be a challenge in play where you get your class to draw sheep.
Okay, so you get the sheep, but then there's, if you want bonus points, you get a little pail of apple butter.
Okay, I'll buy it. I've got stimulus money. I'll buy the apple butter for you.
You know what? You can get that on Amazon now.
All my classes are pretty much kind of already planned out as far as what I'm going
to
have.
Well, fuck your plans.
You got to think, you have to adapt.
Can it be optional though? Can it be like, you know, some people can draw sheep, some people can draw kittens, you know, like just different, you know, right.
Great compromise.
Yeah. You know where this conversation lies? It's like
great compromise.
Chris's idea about, you know, having my students draw sheep, and then right below that, you know, Jack wanting my kids to draw with poop. You know,
you're misrepresenting me there. I said, if your kids wanted to, I didn't say they had to. I'm saying art is art, and you're an artist. Artists should be free of any kind of restrictions. And you're just like, no, they can't draw with poop. They can't create art with poop. And I'm like, going,
is it art if the teacher keeps saying no?
Now that you have grandchildren around the house, would you want them to make art?
I'm not an artist, and I don't care. So I don't have that art. I don't have that art mentality.
His grandchild could be the next, you know, like Picasso, and you were saying no.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you're just, to me, artists are supposed to be free of any restrictions. They're supposed to be able to create
art is what you see.
So if I see art in poop,
I see you're looking down there, Matt. It looks like you're sketching.
No, I was typing to Mike.
Oh,
so
Picasso
Mike. Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Yeah,
fucking Picasso. Brilliant, dude. Yeah, see, like this is the mind meld here of the listeners live.
Exactly.
I think are dictating what should be, and
this is Mike recalling all of the shit that he had to go through.
I got something I want to ask you, Matt. Next time, when's your next art class?
I'm going to do the whole, I'm going to look at the person while they're talking thing and see if it works.
When's the next online art class you're having?
I personally would like a field of sheep with a certain male model behind them.
Well, field of sheep would be
Richard Grieco.
That would be nice. Yeah.
No, holy shit. A sheep with Richard Grieco riding a sheep while being chased by kittens.
I was going to say Matt
can you make it happen?
I was going to say Matt's field of sheep.
I didn't realize you're looking at him like the Birdie Bunch. Like, I'm like, what's he doing?
Matt's field of sheep is his actual field of dreams. Anyway, so no.
I can't believe he's laughing at that joke. Jesus.
Well, it took me an hour to get out. So
if you draw it,
he will come.
Someone will come. Yeah.
I hate this show. I hate this podcast. It's like, I mean, there's days in which I love it because I miss you guys, and then I get on the show and I'm just like, fuck you guys. Why do I do this? You know?
It's
for the patrons. By the way, we lost one because they were just like, screw this shit. I'm not sticking around for all this.
Yeah, you lost me too.
I'm glad Kayla's still with us.
Okay.
So anyway, what I was going to share, though,
you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson fucked some sheep. You know he did, right?
Probably.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. You know he was all over the sheep.
Oh,
come on. Well, okay. No, I just say your next art class. Can we join?
No, you're never fucking joining my art class.
Really? We can't just join and just be like,
no, because you're not enlisted.
But what
if we enlist?
Enroll.
Okay, good. Good luck. There goes your stimulus check.
It's $1,200 to be part of your class?
I think it'd be worth it.
Just to fuck with them the whole time.
Yeah.
The entire time, Jack.
Just imagine the really shitty drawings we would do. Like, you'd see all these professional people, then all our stick drawings of just weird, crude thing. Like, what do you think of this?
Well, guess what? After this semester, hopefully it'll all be in person. So I don't have to be online anymore. Okay, I wanted to tell you.
How's this?
Perfect. You nailed it. I don't even know what
that is. I thought it was a hairy butthole for a second.
And that's apple butter.
Oh, I see.
I just did it on the fly. You know,
sure.
I didn't have any poop to work with.
I love the lined paper. It's an excellent choice. Never mind.
Chris Doran said, draw me like one of your French sheep.
Seriously, I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Like I just happened to have sheep for this very small window in my life.
That was in the 60s, right?
No.
How am I doing this whole Brady Bunch thing? I feel like I look like an asshole, but I think it works on the screen. I can't tell.
It actually does, Chris.
You're Bobby Brady, right? Because Bobby Brady looked up at that angle.
I think so, yeah.
This makes me Cindy Brady.
I don't even want to go there. I just wanted to talk about last week. And I can't even talk about last week.
Look where it got you.
What was last week?
last Wednesday we had those storms, and then after we podcasted, there were several businesses that were like had roofs ripped off, and I was like, oh, I should go out and check my business and make sure that our roof wasn't ripped off.
Okay, I wasn't expecting business to come out. I thought you were gonna say sheep.
Okay. Well, I had them tied up. There were eight to start off
with. Real talk for a second. I'm starting to feel a little bit bad for Matt, but not enough to make me want to stop.
He's going to start crying.
No, it's okay.
No. All right.
So you chose out.
I was actually shocked that you went out after the pod, because it was late anyway when we finished. And then you just decided to drive out in the middle of a tornado.
You're up there.
It was shit. Sorry. It was post.
I was curious. I was like, what the fuck is he looking at? I was like, oh, he's looking
everything was done at that point. The storms had ripped through, and there was no more rain, and it was.
How about the gin, though, dude?
I had sobered up.
The gin hadn't ripped through yet.
There's no way you sobered up.
It's only about 7 minutes away. There's nobody. It's quarantine time at 2 a.m. I was fine. No, I have no fucking tractor. Okay, it was a Prius.
Was it the Green Acres?
Green Acres is the place.
Hey, you know, before Chris goes, that I can't wait for him to leave. I wanted to talk about the show. Daily.
Give me those sheep, just give me that countryside. Okay.
Right. So last
Good,
week,
I'm glad, Chris, I'm glad you got it up.
Yeah, Chris recommended a show called Dave.
I think you got a hair stuck in the back of your throat from sucking sheep dick. But yeah, go ahead.
Is that what happens?
I think so.
He's an angry little elf over there.
Yeah, I'm angry.
You were looking at Nick when you said that. You got to look down this way. There.
He's looking at an angle a little bit.
No, no.
Over there.
No. Tilt your head there. No, look, now tilt.
I'm going to just put a bunch of balls over here, like tennis balls with your faces on it, so I know where to look. Okay, so Dave, I watched one episode and I was like, okay, you know, like this is okay. I think it was after we podcasted. I was like, okay, I want something actually funny to laugh at as opposed to you guys. And so,
Wow.
Nice.
Thanks.
Respect.
And so,
respect.
it took me a couple episodes to really get the feel of Dave. And but boy, that Gaeta episode though, am I right? Like, it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really moved by it. I binged the so I watched one episode one night, like maybe a day later. I
looking at Matt is cracking me up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A day later, I ended up just binging the rest of the season, and it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. So and it's not over yet. There's more episodes to come. It's
true.
Hulu on or FX on Hulu. So you know, Jack just looks weird trying to do it.
He's stroked out. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the moment before you hit the floor.
I've done that before.
Again.
Yes. To get the feel of Dave, you really gotta go all in. I mean, just
agreed
on it.
Agreed.
Loved Dave. I'm not still caught up on Devs yet, which it's just a couple letters different.
I need to start.
Yeah, the last episode will be tomorrow. So,
oh okay,
is it tomorrow?
Last one's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow already.
So yeah. Thursday. Yeah. This seventh episode, I would say, you know, don't watch because the seventh one ends kind of like on a not a cliffhanger, but basically like
come on, don't stop yet.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, but yeah.
I hope Nick's wearing pants. Okay, the way Chris was looking.
Oh, he's in awe right now. Like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah. Whoa. Look what's up. You're kind of like the white version of the meme up there, bud.
I was gonna hold this up for respect, man. Respect. So this is what they do on Dave. So
that's little Dicky. They do call me little Dicky. Yeah.
So I'm glad you guys. I'm glad you guys checked out Dave. That show was. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Jack's reaction from like 30 seconds ago on YouTube. It was priceless. I actually find that show to be so much fun. I went back and listened to on Apple Music, which is named Zane Lowe, who's one of the DJs on Beats Radio. Interviewed him for Earth Day of last year, and it was actually kind of like a promotion for his song about the Earth. It's actually pretty cool. He does have a song that he released. It was like to raise money for Earth Day, et cetera. It's got like Sia, Justin Bieber, Kevin Hart, like all these like real performers.
Cared about the Earth.
I don't know if he does or not, but he's on the song. It says he does.
I'm just saying when I think of someone who cares, I think it's
cool. Anyways, the point I was making is that the interview was actually kind of cool listening to him, and it was actually recorded probably, you know, about a year ago. So it was actually while he was developing the show, he's kind of talking about the how it all started up and stuff. So that was pretty good. You cough and you dodged the wrong direction.
I did. I didn't know where to dodge from.
You went towards him.
I did. I was confused.
Like you were 6 feet apart, but then you went like 3 feet apart. So it was like.
And then Devs, yes, I love that show. It's coming to an end this tomorrow, which sucks. Tomorrow,
yeah.
And I can't see how they would make a sequel to it. I mean, maybe I guess you could, but if they like a second season, if they made a second season, it would be shitty.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, it's just like Watchmen. You know, it was intended to be a one season miniseries.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what it is. And
right,
but yeah, I've been really pleasantly surprised with you know, with it. It's
I've seen a lot of good things about it since you brought it up. A lot of people are saying that they like it, so it's on
a lot of fun
on my list of things I have to watch.
If you like watching Westworld and you want to watch something better, check out Devs.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Like, I mean, Westworld this season, last season was just kind of like
is stupid.
I watch it, but it's just one of those. I'm like, it's the last on my Sunday list of things to watch.
You don't like Love Story?
There's a love story.
You didn't? Did you watch it this week?
I did. I didn't see any love. There's no emotion in that show whatsoever.
When he was tripping, they played the music.
Yeah, because he had a hard on because he had drugs in his system. That wasn't a love story.
Yeah. They played music from Love Story. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think that whole episode was shot on one street in downtown LA. I just kept watching the whole that building's on this side now. That building's on this side now. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, that show is turning like Westworld is turning into this like decades Heroes where it should have just ended a long time ago.
Oh my god.
Yatta!
Back me up on this, Matt.
Well, I kind of
sheep. Sheep.
Season one set up the, it's kind of like Lost, except this mystery of like the maze and all these interesting things of what could happen, and then it just kind of detoured into this. What the hell's going on?
This show sucks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
finish watching it because I've watched this much of it, so I have to finish it. But just
in
like
for a penny and for a pound,
I still haven't finished the last episode of Modern Family.
I liked it. You didn't like it?
Well, I mean, it's just, it didn't end bad or anything, but it's just one of those typical, sitcom endings where it's like, oh, let's hug it all out. And then that's it. And you're like, okay.
I thought there'd be like some fighting or some like deaths or something like that.
Now when he dies, it is.
Gloria kind of finally, lives up to all of her threats over all the seasons of her being Colombian and just completely annihilates the entire family. Yeah,
well, that makes sense because she's with Jay, and Jay's like what 90 years old.
Yeah. That's basically what happens. Yeah,
yeah.
She snuffs him out first, and then goes completely crazy
and kills the dog too. Right?
Say hello to my little friend. And just
it's sad because at one point Modern Family was like considered one of the funniest shows on TV, and it ended and nobody cared.
No, because it ran its course a few seasons ago.
I enjoyed the ending, so
I stopped watching Modern Family like 7 years ago.
I forget which show I was talking about. It might have been this one where I was talking about, like the kids. And the problem with the show is they kept the kids around. And most of the kids stopped being funny.
Oh, exactly. Because Sarah Hyland's like 30 years old now.
But they're not funny anymore. It's like, okay, the kids, we need to get rid of the kids. Like Manny was a cute, funny kid as a kid. But when he grew up, he was obnoxious. I couldn't stand him. So anyway.
The other show that I checked out this last week was Shrill, which is also on Hulu. I love A.D. Bryant. Like she is one of those characters, those actresses from this current SNL run that I really enjoy. And so I, pretty much went through that whole show. So what's up?
Speaking
of actress's name,
A.D. Bryant. So I thought she had one of the funniest ones of the SNL that they just put out, which was all like a kind of an unusual episode of SNL. I applaud them for trying everything that they did.
Tom Hanks, the host.
What's up? Tom Hanks. Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was, I went into that watching the episode being like, oh, I don't know if they're going to pull this off. Like, is this going to be any good? And then I was watching it and man, like I laughed my ass off for the entirety of the show. Like, even Pete Davidson was funny, like, which doesn't happen often, but the, his music video, his Drake song was pretty great. Mm-hmm. I thought the, like the real life, like, the company's first Zoom call on quarantine skit was one of the funniest things I've seen on SNL in a long time. It was a lot of fun, and I echo your sentiments, Matt. I think I appreciate the effort they put into putting some really good new content out there while the studio's closed.
I love the makeup one where she's just putting on like markers on her face. There's just certain things that they did that I thought the sports casting sketch was great, so they had a lot of different elements. Yeah, no, it's worth it. I definitely.
Just speaking of Zooming or anything like that, I was on a WebEx all day today, and a lot of my coworkers are in their 60s or 70s or somewhere in their 50s, and the one guy that cracked me up was that we have Teams that's just it's kind of like a massive. Text message, thing going on.
So you have Teams. You pick the team. So
it's just a way to communicate, by text, but you still have your screen share, so you can see it privately. But the thing is, that he had it going on his desktop, and you see my boss go like, I'll just say Randy because it's the Randy looking in the chat. Like, Randy, for God's sake, turn off your, you know, close out your windows, your windows, because he had them all up there, and you have like, you porn.
No.
And you're just like, and you're just dying. And of course, then that pops up on his desktop saying, close out your tabs. And then, of course, everyone's going to immediately read that. And you can see him on the screen, like closing out all these things. You're just like, oh my God.
His porn up on the screen?
Well, it was just one of the tabs that was open, but it wasn't the main one. But you can, if you're just looking at someone's page and you're reading it, it's like, holy shit.
Let's be real for a second. Everybody who's been on these conference calls for the last however many weeks, raise your hand if you've the first thing you look for in someone's shared desktop is whether or not they're stupid enough to leave their porn up on their browsers. You check every time. It's just like not this time. Oh, maybe tomorrow he'll leave.
What about those pics on the desktop? Is there anything in those pics on the desktop there? What's going on there?
You can't, because you just don't think about it. You don't, you know, how many times like you might be even like run out like sharing your camera. And then it goes to some other presenter, which it will come full screen, but like you might have a little window and you can see them doing all this other shit in the background. You're like, what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that guy doing?
You know, it's like, is he taking a shit?
What's he doing? He's like, totally farting right now. Look at him. Look at him.
Took a dump. Right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that was Edie Bryant in the one sketch. Oh, no, you're just talking about taking a dump in general.
No, there was some girl a couple weeks ago that did, and they shared it.
Yeah. Yeah, the best part about that is that someone did share out like a Zoom video of an actual work meeting where like the girl got up and walked into the bathroom and put her laptop down, not realizing her video was live, and she just dropped down and took a deuce on the toilet. So and that was part of the only thing on SNL. Yeah, the only thing that makes that story worse is the fact that there is some fucking asshole on that call that screen recorded it and shared it to the world. Like, that person should be fired and immediately rehired with a raise.
Yeah, well, get fortune on YouTube.
Think about it, because you know, if it was one of us, you would be like, this is comedic gold, I have to record this. I mean, come on, really.
I would have to.
Yeah. As somebody who has been leading calls all day, every day, I could never do that.
I would never do that to one of you two.
I'm going
to
tell you guys right.
One of you I would, but yeah. I won't tell you which one.
I know what you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. No, it's me. He'd fuck me over. You know, when Matt was hired in a kite during sports talk, I helped him through it.
I would never do that to you, Jack.
So there's a pattern of Matt being inebriated on podcasts.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Matt, were you under the influence?
Tell me the truth, Matt. I was under the influence of a cold medicine, and I was very, very out of it.
Oh yeah, he was.
So,
then he got out and go check. And then he went out and checked his business.
Let's take a drive
after that podcast. That was too, Matt.
No, I did not, and that was before I was in charge of running the business. So, thank you very much.
So, I see.
Mm. Back in his Lexus days.
Yeah.
Lexus days. Living large. So.
Oh, Randy was listening to it. He was drugged out. First talk, I was listening.
Thanks. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. Thank you for chiming in there.
Because I'm like going, oh my God, what is going on? I couldn't, because it was.
I was worse than Russ. I was just like, what are we talking about?
And I couldn't see what you were doing, but I'm like going, what the fuck is going on?
Detroit or Kansas?
Chris's dad face. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Monday, and there's some trees. Well, they've taken most of the trees out, but there's a tree that's on the property that they're building, a huge tree. That tree hit the other trees like a bowling ball hitting pins and obliterated everything, and of course blocked our driveway. So our driveway is blocked, and it's like, okay, these aren't our trees. So our neighbor came out and said, oh, I talked to the construction company is slowly taking the trees out of the way. But I go, they have these giant, it's just taking forever because it's like four or five guys working on it every day.
I mean, it's not like you're going anywhere, Jack. You have staying home orders, so.
Oh. I know, but I can still.
What are you complaining about?
Yeah. Come on.
Wait. I can still go out.
You shouldn't be going to Target. You should be staying home.
Yeah.
I mean, stay at home.
Why are you selfish?
I just want to cross our lawn and then cut.
No, you need to reduce your exposure.
Get your tree off my lawn.
That's my wife. Oh my God. I go.
Oh, wait. Is this the wife, the one that was being hit on by the 6 foot Amazon?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Nick, you're doing it now too.
6 foot two.
Am I looking the right way?
Yeah. Yeah, you are looking the right way.
I can't see you.
I hope the listeners appreciate this.
No,
I'm looking at my wall.
Look, you got another.
You know what I mean?
Relax.
Now, right now, I'm looking at the ceiling, also known as Matt.
What are you laughing at?
Shoes is Jack. You know. Hey, what are you looking at, Chris?
So, I know.
It's like basically, I look at my dick and I go, "Hey, there's Chris."
That's what I think about with Jack. I'm like, "Wow, there's little Jack." Hey, little Jack.
There's a little Chris down there. Yeah.
This is what's involved in the live show. Everybody on the podcast just has no idea what we're talking about. So, but just think,
dude. This show is an hour. How many fucking minutes long of us not knowing what the fuck we're talking about?
I think 90% was just picking on me.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I don't even know how to get to Chris.
Now, Matt. Now listen, Matt. You brought that on yourself.
You did.
And you bring it on yourself every week. And you know you do it. So you can't deny it.
For everyone out there who's not watching this live, you're missing out on insanity. us doing the Brady Bunch talking in our windows to each other.
This is week four of our COVID quarantine podcasting. This is threat it's level midnight.
Story about a man named Brady.
Stop it.
Who was busy loving four kids of his own. He was a kid lover
with a flock of sheep.
Yet they were all alone.
Oh, the other thing that I've been watching.
Sorry. Yeah. Of the Brady Bunch, who was your least favorite character?
Jan.
Bobby? The guy in the lower right box.
Bobby? You didn't like Bobby Brady?
Fuck Bobby. Yeah, he was always like whining about being too small and, you know.
But he got to meet Joe Namath. Come on, man.
Yeah. Whatever. I rooted for Pete. And Greg, those were the two that I was kind of like.
Why did you read for Greg?
Oh, and I don't know.
Johnny Bravo.
Well, Matt, why?
Because he was cool. He was the older brother I never had an older brother.
Hold on a second. I know why you like Greg Brady. Hold on a second. I got it. I know why you like Greg Brady because he stole that goat. He stole the goat and brought him up to his room in the attic. Am I right? There's been a whole episode on it. And his dad goes, "All right, Greg, why'd you steal the goat?" "Why? I had some apple butter."
So, I'm a grown boy, Dad.
I'm a grown boy, and you know, Mark's looking good, and I can't my sister, so I had to steal the goat, Dad. Okay, I understand, son. Okay.
I was a bad boy.
I hate you guys. I'm so glad I changed my name to the three other hosts are assholes.
So that's why you like Greg Brady.
Never mind.
And of course, you like Peter because he liked pork chops and applesauce. I like Pete. Pork chops and applesauce.
Jack, pork chops are your thing. What are you talking about?
Pork chops.
Yeah. Sure. Shit, man.
Hey, you. Hey, you.
Now you calm down, Matt. You're letting right. your anger get the best of you.
I love it when Nick actually does the looking too. It's funny to see you guys looking at each other. It's hilarious. So it's great stuff. So anyway, the only thing I wanted to mention was the other show I've been watching. I have it kind of on in the background while I'm doing a lot of computer work, is Battlestar Galactica. I decided to do a rewatch.
The original or the 2004, 2003?
Because the original is Battlestar Galactica. The second one is BSG.
That's true. The good one. It's still good. Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both good. The one worth right watching, there. Right? Am I right?
I would let my kids watch the old one because it's a little bit more tame. But yeah.
Do you know Katie Sackhoff is the voice of the Mandalorian in the last episode of Clone Wars?
Huh. She's the voice of
the one that just has the one line says, you know, you have 2 minutes to make your decision, and then walks off. And you're like, what the hell?
I did not know that. Was she an angel?
You mean Bo-Katan?
Yeah. I guess that's her. Yeah.
And there's a theory that I read, which I love this theory for those that like the Mandalorian, is that the forger from the Mandalorian is Bo-Katan.
Oh.
I could see that tying together, right?
Right.
Like that being an older Bo-Katan. Mm-hmm. And Bo-Katan is a character that appears in Clone Wars.
I think it's Bo-Katan, right?
Bo-Katan? Right. Yeah. It's when you're on your honeymoon, right? Yeah.
If you're feeling alone and you just want to identify with something
I just got a text from Miami Mike.
Yeah. Oh.
The Brady Bunch picture. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, tell your story, Matt, because I was falling asleep.
I've got nothing. Well, I was going to say, if you're falling asleep to Westworld because you want really good, you know, like, you know, replicants that has a better storyline that'll hook you, go back and watch Battlestar Galactic.
Oh, BSG is
great. Yeah.
Well, come on, that's not fair. BSG is an amazing show.
Yeah, you're not going to get any argument from Jack and I, because like Jack and I love BSG. It's a great show.
But it does take a lot from the original. If you go watch the original, a lot of the storyline from BSG is from Battlestar Galactica.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with the what was the other ship? Pegasus. You know, it's like, oh, that's from the original series.
Except the captain of the Pegasus is a woman in BSG.
Right.
Yeah, the gender stuff, whatever.
In the original, he's Lloyd Bridges.
Right.
Or season one, when Starbuck crashes on a planet and has to like basically work with the Cylon to get off. So I think that's from the original as well.
She got off with the Cylon?
Well, I think they had to work with the Cylon to get off in this new one too, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, the Cylons look better in the BSG than they did in the original.
Agreed.
Yeah, they do.
I like the toasters sometimes.
Yeah, the old toasters are pretty good. And
the toasters can be hot.
Pretty good band. Pretty good band.
Anyway,
I picked the wrong week. Stop sniffing glue.
So what is BSG? What's it on Netflix?
When Nick talks, it sucks because this is like, fuck. Yeah, look all up there.
Why are you so small, Chris?
Huh?
No, I'm watching the DVD.
Oh, you're watching. It's not on. It's not on.
Nope.
Actually, I think Sci-Fi is streaming it for free right now.
Oh wait, so you guys aren't doing this thing with me? I'm not even watching you, motherfuckers. I thought you were doing the whole thing.
No, we were.
I got a neck cramp. My neck got cramp.
I'm talking to the people. God,
damn it! So I'm looking like an asshole this whole time. I mean, it doesn't take much, but.
You know,
I'm gonna beat you to it, Jack. Fuck off. I beat you to it. My own self-deprecating joke. Fuck you.
It's like three podcasters running the punchline right there. So
that's bullshit. Bullshit, man.
Ooh, Chris makes a very good point.
What?
BSG skin jobs are basically clones, right? Who else was a clone? Dolly the sheep.
I'm pulling this podcast over right now. Everybody out. Get out of this podcast right now. We're at an hour and 20 minutes. We're not going to do some of this 2-hour bullshit. Nobody's got that.
I actually need to go to bed. I have an early morning tomorrow.
I have grandkids tomorrow, but you know, it's okay. Randy, hello, Dolly.
Dude, this has been probably we've had a few doozies, but this one has probably been some of the most fun I've had at Matt's expense. And I apologize for that, but.
Mike said I spoiled Abe Lincoln getting shot on last week's Survivor podcast, and now BSG. Nick was probably celebrating. We just had the anniversary of Lincoln getting shot a few days ago. Don't you have like a party or something like that celebrating the?
We really should, shouldn't we?
Death of Abe Lincoln?
No.
You have a picture of John Wilkes Booth in your apartment?
No.
House? No?
No.
You're not a fan of John Wilkes Booth?
No. Not going to get into a historical debate because Chris will just go like, wow, fuck that shit.
Who likes history?
That's a good looking Lincoln.
Where would you hit that? Where?
Back into the right. Anyway, I just shared an image of a Lincoln.
I do like that Lincoln's security was over at the bar across the street getting drunk while he was getting shot. So the one guy that was supposed to protect Lincoln, he was at the bar.
No, one of the security guys was there in the booth with him.
No, but the main guy at the door was across the street getting drunk. At one point, he was getting drunk with John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why John Wilkes Booth was able to do it is because, it's because he was an actor in that theater. So he knew exactly where to go. He could get by security. I mean, if anyone else, no, it wouldn't have happened.
I don't think Lincoln is. You think he was like this when he got shot? That picture is kind of.
Come at me, bro. He was more kind of like this.
What the fuck?
You deal with Mary Todd.
Yeah.
From now on. Yeah.
She's never going to, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
She's driving me crazy. I mean, anyway.
I think it's set up.
I was just trying to pull this podcast over.
More upsetting assassination, Kennedy or Lincoln?
Well, one was televised. So,
Kennedy.
Well, the one we're living through right now, America 2020, this assassination is the worst. Heyo.
Anybody from the CIA listening, I don't know who that is. My name.
Everybody always forgets about McKinley, though. I mean, seriously, he's just,
Yeah, McKinley was bad. But, we've had four, right? It was McKinley. Yeah.
Garfield.
Lincoln. Garfield. That's right. Garfield. Why would you shoot a cat? Well, Matt would.
I would not. I love cats. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, we know you love cats.
Dude, speaking of Garfield, my head. Let me try and catch my brains.
Mary.
Wow, this has really gone dark.
Did we all just went like this at the same time?
Because it's a stupid picture. Who drew that picture?
Not one of Matt's art students.
Different perspective. Different perspective. Right.
Backside.
We call this the fly on the wall.
What does he have in his other hand, John Wilkes Booth? Is that like a dildo? What's
the guy's name? Did you say dildo? He's gonna beat him to death with it?
I don't know what he's gonna do with it. But what does he have? Seriously,
I have to close out to interchange these, but this is probably the best.
Oh, it was a dagger.
Join us live. This is
I'm gonna tickle you. I'm gonna tickle you.
This chat right here in the blue, he's singing YMCA.
Yeah.
What does he do? I mean,
he's actually in the middle of saying, young man, are you listening to me? I said, young man.
Run away.
Don't you shoot the president. I said, young man.
I got 100%
for America's Come on.
Mary's a widow. Dun, 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 dun. You shot the president. You shot the president. Okay, this is where we should end the fucking show. Because this is getting... this is an all-time low.
Wait, what's this one? Ooh, that's a graphic one.
Well, that's like fuck. Who
is this woman right here? Is that supposed to be Mary Todd Lincoln?
When did she become a blonde?
Yeah. I know. Va-va-va-voom. I never knew she was that.
She has to be drawn in the 50s. What the hell?
And this guy behind's like, Lincoln, you're getting blood all over my uniform. I gotta pay for this. What the fuck, man? Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Up like Matt's sheep.
At this point, I'd like to thank not those two assholes that are just laughing at me, but you know, everybody else for joining us, because I'm just ending this podcast. I'm pulling this thing over. I mean, we could keep going on and on to the break of dawn, but if you enjoy this show, and who doesn't, except for me tonight, I was thinking I was going to hang out with my friends. Instead of
MCA.
Bunch of assholes. Anyway.
Good one. Good. I mean, good one.
Hey, this guy. Thank you for joining us live. I can't believe we now have 11 people. I think it was all that Lincoln talk. People just were like, "Hey, I got to join in. This is
we got the whole Southern states to join us."
Yeah, Greg, you just joined us for the end. And if you want to know what the end looked like,
you missed out on gold, Greg.
It looked something like this. So.
Or and Christian, he did back it. He's backing up to Lincoln. He's taking advantage of Lincoln at this point, don't you think?
This is our favorite photo, the life photo. Coochie-goo. So.
Well, this is Mary Todd Lincoln. What the fuck is she doing?
Oh, please, dear
God. Is she drinking? She's praying. She's praying that the bullet goes through his head.
And I like her. This other woman that's kind of like hands off. What's up? Yeah.
At least Jackie Onassis tried to get out of the car, right?
I'm not even going to go there. That is too soon. Still dealing with
63. I was one. You were like, what, how, like eight?
Dealing with the ramifications
aren't you the guy that shot the film? Aren't you Frank Zapruder, whatever his name was?
Okay, so I'm going to kick you out. Don't make me pull this podcast over again.
Can you imagine today with all the phones? How cool it would be?
How would it be, Jack?
You know how graphic and amazingly graphic this would be if it happened today?
You get all the different angles. What do people do right away when something happens? They pull out their phone.
Randy just pulled up a dark note here. Today is the 155th anniversary of Lincoln's assassination.
That's what it must be today.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, well, he died today. He was assassinated yesterday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. True. Well, you would know that.
We're stuck in time.
Well, the attempted assassination occurred yesterday. He died from said attempt today. To assassinate means to kill.
Chris Matt would be on the Democracy Knoll. Matt was on the farm. So
anyway, if you liked this podcast, and who didn't love making fun of sheep and Matt and Lincoln? But you can help us out by going to Amazon and throwing a couple of coins our way via our jandjack.com/Amazon link. Buy your Lincoln postcards there or whatever you want.
Do a Lincoln penny, a Lincoln $5 bill.
Wheat penny, buffalo wheat nickel. Penny.
Yeah, there you go.
Throw down some coinage. Maybe you're interested in buying a sheep warmer or something like that.
Shear.
Whatever you need to do.
Mutton chops.
Maybe like this guy down here. Am I right? it says needs a Flobee. I'm talking about you. You need a Flobee.
Yeah.
Well, how do you shave the sheep?
I didn't. We didn't have sheep that long. Shut up about the sheep. Okay.
Why weren't the sheep not that long? They just got too stressed out.
I tried to explain it to you, but you guys were too busy laughing at me. I'm still.
We're here for you, man. We're here. We're here for you,
Nick. All right. So you can also just become a patron by going to jandjack.com and click on the patron link there. You know, donate $1, donate 20, donate your whole stimulus check, and
please.
Yes, please.
Don't fucking do that. Please.
Do you count sheep at night to go to sleep?
I do not, Jack. I take a melatonin like a grown man living through Corona.
One. That's as far as I can go.
So anyway, there's a lot of great reasons, though, other than this show, to become a patron. You can join us on the Jan Jack Facebook group. We have
Mike C makes a good point. Sheepskin condoms are available on Amazon.
I'm so sorry.
And they have apple butter as lubricant.
Apple butter, yeah. Get all your apple butter and sheepskin condoms on Amazon/JanJack.
Screw you, Mike. Why did you come back to the show? Huh? Seriously, like, I mean, no, I do miss you there, buddy.
Jack, you're encouraging them. Stop.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
There are people that make this show, that make this show possible, and we'd like to thank them at this point. That is Tack from Lincoln Town, Continental. This is all
fun. Continental.
Yeah. Hector Richter wouldn't have shot him.
Maybe not. I don't know.
About that.
Ed, the creepy letter carrier that gave him the bullets. I don't know. I've got nothing for Ed, but
that's kind of hard.
He was a federal worker.
Ed, the creepy letter carrier.
Are you saying he's going postal?
Yeah, a little bit.
Say that. By the way, Ed, you know, really, really in a bad bind here with the USPS. You know,
great show, kids. One in a million.
Buy some stamps. Joanne with the master plan. Hopefully you take out these other three people. I'm glad Joanne is catching up on Clone Wars. Really, really glad to see all of her comments.
Me too.
Yeah. So
me three.
You don't even
me four.
I don't want to be left out. Fuck off.
At some point, Joanne's going to surpass where Chris is in his rewatch. So, and then we'll just have to have Joanne on.
I approve of this message.
Maggie, you're magnificent because you've never made fun of me being with sheep. Well, I appreciate that.
I don't know about that. Well, to be fair,
Mike's still young.
We just began this whole sheep thing tonight, and it's not going to end. You know it is.
It'll catch on.
To be fair, Matt, you started with saying I like little kids.
No, dude, that was a Michael. That was a Michael Scott.
You're right.
To The Office. I mean, it was.
Well, you had the thing that was the mash thing. That's why I put Hawkeye. So that's why I put Hawkeye. But you had I don't know where you came up with little kids.
That's kind of weird, dude.
Yeah, Hot Lips probably would have been more.
I mean, Hawkeye never went after little Odin. Really,
and maybe we wouldn't have gotten down this rabbit hole. Anyway, I'd also like to thank Drake the Destroyer for not destroying America.
Hold on. Chris says, as producer, Matt needs a shepherd in this flock a little better.
Drake, thank you for joining us at the very end. You are.
Hey, man. That was a good joke over there in the chat. I think this is working this way. I appreciate the chat over there. You guys are all awesome. Can you guys see these guys in the chat? These guys are phenomenal.
They're amazing. Thank
you. Greg, you
have reported a lot of these jokes. I appreciate you, chat.
Mike C, little kid goats.
All I have is one patron to thank at this point. And Greg, I just wanted to say,
are you still working on that?
I'm just going to mute you now because I just can't even get through this fucking thing. Greg, you're not only known as Greg the Gray, but I think you're Greg the Greatest. So I appreciate.
I mean, you kind of show a little favoritism there in your patron. Yeah. I mean,
we got other patrons. That kind of bullshit.
Well, yeah. Maggie's known as the Magnificent, and you know.
Yeah, but you said that he was the greatest.
Greatest.
Yeah, well, so did Cat Power, and look where that got her. I was the.
No, I got you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. So, all right. Anyway, this was a great show.
Pussy power. That's what you're referencing. You're pussy power.
No, I'm not. That's what, no, I was referencing the band. It was the Cat Power, the musician, Sean Marshall.
Josie and the Pussycats? Josie and the Pussycats.
Seriously, this was a great show. Maybe for the other guys, but not for me. I hope you enjoyed it. It was one in a million. I'm ending this thing. Thank you everyone though for joining us in the chat. Matt, Mike, Randy, Matt, Chris, Jesse.
Matt. Especially Taylor. Greg, you're the greatest.
Hey Matt.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thank you. That was great, guys. You did look the way you looked at each other. That was good. It was like Love Story.
Thanks a lot.
You were great.
I will forget this.
Best-produced podcast.
This kid is going places. This kid right up here.
Kid right here. Right here.
You.
He's going places.
You.
You.